What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
A fine pair brought to you by Shane Holmes. Paired homes that keep your neighbor's noise on their side.
It's Monday, November 28th, 2022. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Back after a weekend to another edition of the BNS 20 Minutes or Less Pisscast. Do you have a good one, Shauna?
I had a great weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I spent it in Banff. Went snowboarding on Saturday. Went to the Banff Craft Beer Fest Saturday night. Met a ton of friends of the show, which was really awesome as well.
That's like your ideal weekend, isn't it?
It's the dream.
All of your favorite things.
Beer, snowboarding, and meeting friends of the show and chatting with them. I have some shout-outs, actually, if I could.
Save them for the middle.
Okay.
Because we're
going to have to hang out, Ben.
We're going to talk a bit about this, and then we'll crush some shout-outs for friends of the show.
Sweet. What about you? What did you get up to?
McKenna was out of town, so we had a boys' weekend, and it was great. We did everything. We played a little hockey in the driveway. We went swimming one day. We went and played pinball yesterday.
Nice.
Had some friends over. It was great. Yeah, great weekend. On today's show, we're going to talk about why Shauna was upset with me this morning. Some Fortune 500 businesses, another dad badge, a bit of a follow-up to our discussion about that crazy brawl video from the Marlboro C train station where the guy was set on fire.
Yeah.
Council has responded to that somewhat. Whether or not you can decline a wedding invite. Don Cherry comments on the soccer game yesterday. Some white girl phrases, some really good ones. And our new favorite segment, Small Town News. We had a good laugh about this. After your out of context clip of the show.
I hurt myself today.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I got a message from friend of the show, Craig, talking about our Small Town News segment. This is where we look for like things that make headlines in small towns that would not make headlines in bigger cities.
It's just different, right?
Yeah.
Different smaller pace. Things, for sure. Smaller things will make the headlines in these smaller towns.
Craig said, this reminds me of the time in 2012 when a friend and I made the entire front page of the Moose Jaw newspaper for working outside on a cold day. So here it is, the Moose Jaw Times Herald.
Oh, my God.
And there's Craig and his buddy. They service broadcast towers.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a cold... Cold-ass job on a cold day.
Yeah.
For sure. But they're...
front page
they're
news.
The whole front page.
The whole front page about him.
There it is.
Wow.
The entire front page.
Because it's cold out. He's out. Wow.
Usually a spread that size is reserved for, like, the moon landing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not two guys working outside. It's cold, but...
In the cold.
Hey.
Here we are.
That's what this segment is all about.
Sure is. Yeah.
Good evening. Our top story. Despite the cold weather, two men continue to work outside.
The general store got a new cheese. It's in short supply, so if you want to try it, call Deli Tom for it. Sorry.
Got a new cheese.
Sorry. Hey, this,
sorry.
It's a rare cheese.
Maintain my composure. I'm a very professional news reader. After several days in the bush, Daryl Henry got a mule deer. Sources close to Daryl says he puts her around 170 points.
And Jim started dating John's ex-wife and has now officially dated every woman in town. Anyone with a line on where to find fresh meat is asked to call Terry, who is also curious about the town's views on dating your cousin.
Fresh meat. Daryl's got a mule deer. Call Daryl.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So Nadia sent us some doozies of white girl sayings that she saw over the weekend.
Lay them on us. I'm ready.
And these are all in one area of the store. So, you know, they're just all together. It's beautiful. So the first one, and into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul.
Oh, that's good.
That's beautiful.
That's really good.
That one's really nice.
Bit of the wanderlust going on.
Totally.
You know, are you a human woman or a woodland creature?
It's true.
We don't know. We just don't know.
No. Romantic, although going into the woods and, I mean, getting lost doesn't sound overly, but whatever. The next one, dogs welcome, people tolerated.
You can't go wrong with a
dog.
Any dog, the sentiment of dogs over people,
totally.
Always going to be a hit.
Yeah,
with the white girls, I like that.
Home is where my bunch of crazies are. So, okay, cute.
Yeah.
And then this one, just live, laugh, love, don't be a dick, is what it says.
Oh.
So kind of the risque, the more cheeky version of just live, laugh, love, right?
Yeah.
You
that could be the white girl's golden rule right there.
It could be.
Those are strong.
Those are all really
very
good.
Strong. Nice field work, Nadia.
Yeah.
Nice field work.
How many dolphin ankle tattoos out of 10 do you give this collective little group here back?
I would say, I would say 9 dolphin ankle tattoos.
Okay, good.
Out of 10, 9 sets of vacation braids that you had to go back and destroy the photographs of because now it's racially questionable. So.
Definitely. Yeah, there you go. It's good.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Did you watch the soccer game yesterday morning, Shauna?
Sure did.
Yeah. Exciting start, disappointing finish.
Totally.
But there was one very bright moment closer to the end of the game, and that's when Canada team captain Atiba Hutchinson came back on the field with a tampon in his nose.
Yeah.
To control the bleeding.
I
didn't see what happened. He took an elbow or something and
I didn't see either. I just saw him on the field with the tampon in his nose and was like, oh wow.
It was one of the most hilarious things I think I've ever seen in a sports game.
I feel like I've heard about that before. Like, you know, how, I mean, because it's absorbent, so obviously he had a nosebleed or something. And
it is absorbent. It looked
stick a pawn in there.
They didn't even trim the string.
No.
The string was like
which
going
is,
down his face.
Like, I know. I was like, what happened? Like, you couldn't even just put this in your nose and get back out there.
My question is, do they stock those in the trainer's kit, or did he just like find a lady on the sidelines who's like, you got a pawn I can ram up my nose here? I got to get back out there. The team needs me.
I was kind of curious of the same thing, you know? Like,
I mean, I get nosebleeds.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you'll like put a piece of Kleenex in there until the bleeding stops or whatever.
You've never asked me for a tampon for it.
Not yet, but
no.
I think next time I will. And then you're
going
to have to sit across from me and look at me.
With the dangly bit from your...
And I'm not going to trim the string. I'm going to Atiba Hutchinson it.
Yeah.
So come on, man.
Something else.
You can't be running around out there with a pawn in your nose.
Again,
you just
though,
can't.
Resourceful. If that was him, you know, very resourceful to keep that nose from bleeding.
I mean, a lot of Canadians are new to soccer on the world stage, right? Because our team hasn't been there for a long time. And you're trying to... We think it's great that the game is growing in this country because it's accessible and it's global. But when you got guys running around out there with tampons in their nose, it's a bit of a tough sell. It's a bit of...
I think it's, you know? I think it's, again, resourceful. Good for him.
How do you...
Good for him.
How do you get someone
it's
like
smart.
My dad to watch a game where there's a guy who's got a tampon in his nose?
Everybody should try it out.
How do you
see that it works very effectively and everybody can just put pawns in their noses? Let's make this a non-thing anymore. You know?
How do you get the Don Cherries of the world to take soccer seriously
when
the
harder.
Captain has a tampon in his nose?
And Atiba Hutchinson just took to the field with something sticking out of his nostril.
That's a tampon!
It does appear to be a tampon, Don.
I tell you what, I've been a sports broadcaster for decades. I've watched some of the toughest customers come and go, and not one of them ever had a tampon in his nose.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a very absorbent material.
You know how many times Tiger Williams put a menstruation product in his nose? Zero. Zero times.
He's the captain, Don. He just had to get back out there. So
I'd hate to see what had happened to any good Canadian boy who took the ice with a schnoz pawn in.
Don, I feel like you're being a little bit insensitive about this.
This is why soccer will never be as good as hockey. Support the troops and keep the tampons where they belong. Let's go.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Beckler, I met so many friends of the show this weekend. So many.
Where at?
Beer Fest. Banff Craft Beer Festival happened this past weekend.
That would be a big X event type thing, wouldn't it?
I swear it's fully populated by people who listen to X. Like, that is, it was awesome. Yeah. Every single person that I met, like, there, I maybe met 40, 50 people that listened to the show, and they were all awesome. And I can't say it. We've talked about this before, but honestly, the friends of the show are always people that I want to hang out with. Every single person I met this weekend is like, They were awesome. Yeah. Everybody's always awesome who listens to this radio. I don't understand what it is. I love it.
It's the same as when we go to One Weekend Only or whatever, right? Yeah. It's just like a room full of potential friends.
Seriously.
Right?
It's, yeah. It's like hanging out with friends. You maybe had just met them. I feel like I know them already. And it was just it was phenomenal.
What's weird is that some people know so much about us.
Yeah.
And we don't know that much about a few people who, you know, message us regularly or talk to us regularly.
About, but
yeah, for the large part, no.
No.
So, but it is cool. I know.
It's so awesome.
It is great. The thing I love most about our audience is that, like, everybody is so sharp, you know?
Yep.
Like, I really enjoy the challenge of if we're going to talk about something, we really have to know about that thing, right?
Yep.
Because if not, people are, they're too smart, they'll call you out on it. Whereas
totally.
I think at some stations, like, they get you to dumb it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you end up with these like, what's your favorite flavor of chips? Because
it's true.
And then even the bosses would say like, okay, why are you talking about that? Like, why are you talking? That doesn't have a place here. We never get that, right? It's like whatever we want to talk about, our audience is up for. And that is the coolest part about it.
Like, I have so many shout outs that I've told people I do on the podcast. I'm like, we're going to have a scroll of people that it was just so awesome. Every person we've met. It's great.
Very cool. It is a real treat to broadcast at this station, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's almost just a little side note unofficially. What are you grateful for that we just did there?
Yeah.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So we were chatting about how I went to Banff Craft Beer Fest and I met a ton of friends of the show there, and I wanted to give a shout out to a bunch of them.
Please.
Kaylen, I met her. That was actually on the Friday night. She was going to Banff Craft Beer Fest, and I saw her at one of the bars there. And then Heather, Spencer, Bailey, Lana. It was Jen's 40th birthday, so she was celebrating on Saturday
Holy
night
crap.
As well. Matt, all of you guys, thank you. And there were other people that I met, and I didn't catch your name, and I'm really sorry as well. But yeah, it was super fun.
You weren't kidding. You did meet a lot of friends of this show.
Sure did.
Like we said, the Venn diagram between like people who like the Banff Craft Beer Festival and people who like X is damn near a circle.
I was like, so, I think that we entirely, the friends of the show, sold out that festival.
Yep.
I think that's all that was there. So
I met friend of the show Lynn at the pool this weekend. It was funny because I came out of the change rooms and the lifeguard's like, you got a shower. So I went and had the shower before you go in the pool.
Yeah.
And then Lynn was like, are you Beckler? And we got chatting, both in our dripping bathing suits.
Amazing.
So,
yeah. That's a great time to meet people.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Of course.
We love it.
Yeah,
so,
we really do.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast is brought to you by Shane Holmes. Move in sooner to one of Shane Holmes' quicker possession duplexes starting from the 490s. These 1,624 square foot paired homes feature large bedrooms and next level soundproofing. For more info, visit ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes, the better way to build.
BNS in 20 Minutes or Less.
McKenna was out of town this weekend with Doug Girls, so we had a boys' weekend.
Yeah.
And I took my kids to Pin Bar down the street here, which has pinball. They'd never played pinball before.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great. It was so much fun. They loved it. And it's funny, though, because like there are lots of pinball machines, it seems, that are based on bands. Like, Pinbar has half a dozen of them.
Kiss,
Aerosmith, Maiden, Metallica, Zeppelin, AC/DC.
Yeah, that was a big thing for a while, eh?
Yeah.
Bands kind of endorsing pinball machines.
Band-focused pinball machines.
Yeah.
And some of the bands work really well for it. Like, you know, like a band like Kiss works so well in pinball form because it's so, you know, it's loud.
Totally.
It's, you know, like you can imagine Kiss songs playing to the pinball machine.
Oh yeah.
Like you're having fun, but there would be some bands that would not translate well to pinball form.
Yeah. No. No, anything really slower?
Yeah, anything
really,
soft,
anything
down
at all.
Tempo, like a City and Color themed pinball machine. You're just like, I fear I'll die
from complications. Nope.
It's like, man, maybe I'll just go home and think about my life.
Yeah, that's
go home
not going to work.
I don't want to be here anymore. I'll just go think sad things.
Well, some Johnny Cash. Like,
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
Nope.
You're really killing the vibe in here.
Wow, yeah. Holy.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Have you ever turned down a wedding invite?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Often.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking this because I got invited to a wedding. My boyfriend, Cliff, actually got invited with me, of course, to this wedding, and it's on New Year's Eve, and it's in Saskatoon, and he knows the groom pretty well, the bride not so much, but we realized, like, we are going to be the only two people that know, like, they are the only people we know is the bride and groom.
And
nobody else at the wedding.
And they'll be busy.
And they're going to be really busy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Cliff and I, and nobody else we know, hanging out at this wedding on New Year's Eve in Saskatoon when it's balls cold out.
Yeah.
So
I think you'd probably be fine not to go to that one. I don't know. So how close are Cliff and the groom?
Well, this is the thing. They're fairly close.
But not so close that he doesn't know anybody else at the wedding?
Right? Like, that's it. So if I ask him this question, I mean, he'd probably be like, yeah, he's close.
Yeah.
I'm like, not that close, obviously, again, because you don't know the rest of them.
Right.
And I was just like, is it disrespectful to turn down? Like, how do you even do that? You just say, I'm not coming? Like, is there, it feels weird, the whole even doing that. I don't know.
What does the RSVP look like? Is it like a website, or is it a, do you have to send back your RSVP?
I think it's just a physical invitation that Cliff got. I haven't actually seen it.
I think you can just say, like, regrettably, we will not be able to attend, but we wish you all the best. Like, I think you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done that for lots of weddings, especially if there's travel involved, because I'm like, well, what the hell do I do with the kids?
And then, you've got so kids. I've never turned down a wedding invite before. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it all the time. My cousin got married in the summer in Edmonton, and we're not real close.
Like, no.
And I was like, I won't be there. But
oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I'm so awkward about the whole thing, I think, because I've never done it before. I've gone to the other ones, and now I feel like this one, though, I'm like, it's going to be quite expensive. It's, again, very cold, and we don't know them that well.
There's travel involved. It's kind of on a holiday. Like, you're not obligated to attend. I mean, when we got married, we invited lots of people, and there were plenty of people that, you know, couldn't come for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't RSVP, which I think you should probably RSVP.
Yes.
Definitely. Especially if it involves, like, you know, them buying and our wedding didn't, so it wasn't a huge deal. But there's some people are like, oh, I wonder why that person didn't come and didn't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
I remember that, but I'm also not upset at them for not coming, you know? Especially, like I said, if travel was involved, if there are kids involved, like you said, it's expensive, so.
I was trying to come up with some extremely elaborate excuse as to why we can't come, but I don't have to do that, you're saying?
You don't
I can
have
just
to
be
do
like,
that.
Okay.
Just wish them the
I'm
best and
coming.
Say you can't be there. That's,
yeah.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send a gift for you, but I'm not going to be there in person.
Are you feeling better already?
I'm feeling good about this.
It's good. It's good to get that off your shoulders,
Thank
isn't
you.
It?
Thank you. I need this.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Bit of a follow-up to our discussion last week about that video with the brawl at Marlboro C train station.
Yeah, with the flare gun and the...
One guy got set on fire twice.
Insane.
I shouldn't laugh, but it was just...
It's insane.
Wild. Absolutely wild. So this news came at the end of last week when we were off for the weekend, but did you see that there are 3 city councilors now who want to explore limiting access to C-Train stations?
I didn't see this.
So it's Sonia Sharp, Andre Chabot, and Jennifer Wyness, if you're following along, if you like to track where your councilor stands on this. But I think the proposal would be like... It's similar to how in some cities there's turnstiles that you have to to cross. You have to swipe your card or you know, pay your fare to get in. Some of them, they have like the big, I don't even know how you describe them, but they're almost like cages that you can't even get through. Like you can't hop the turnstile unless you've paid the fare, right?
So thinking of doing a similar thing.
So that's been proposed anyway by these 3 councilors. Just took a brawl with one guy getting lit on fire twice to get people talking about it on city council. So that's...
I mean, they were talking about it before. Like, I remember a while back, and then it just kind of, I don't know, went by the wayside, something.
Yeah, happened. I mean, council doesn't seem to be making enough noise, in my opinion, about safety on transit, because I think it's one of the biggest issues facing the city right now.
For me, the problem is, how expensive will that be? Because to limit it like that, like, all of our stations, so many of them are just wide open.
Yeah.
So you'd have to...
Or putting transit police at every station.
Like,
the alternative is that you just let your transit go to waste.
Yeah.
So, which is worse. That's a good way to kill your city, I think.
Yeah.
There's a Rob Breckenridge wrote an article recently for an opinion piece for the Herald where he was talking about how he thinks this council has their priorities mixed up. And he gave some examples of the big issues that are affecting Calgarians. And I don't remember specifically what examples he gave, but I would say it's things like housing affordability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, transit safety would be up there.
Yeah.
Downtown vacancy, all this. And meanwhile, council just voted to put another charge on plastic bags.
Right.
On retail bags. So I thought he made some good points there. And like I would say that transit safety is a huge issue for people who rely on transit to get around this city, and they deserve a safe way to do that. Councillor Courtney Walcott, who's the councillor for Ward 8, he said that instead of trying to police our way out of this issue on transit, we should ask why people are staying in C-Train stations in the first place. And he said it's because the system has failed them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, which I agree with.
Also an issue,
But that doesn't mean that we just abandon transit until we've solved homelessness and drug addiction. Right? You still need a safe transit option in a city this size.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of all has to go hand in hand, I think, but something has to be done.
Yeah.
We can't have people with flare guns lighting each other on fire anymore.
I don't think it's people who are just using the C-Train to warm up who are the problem. I don't think anybody has an issue with that if a homeless person pops into a C-Train station to warm up. I don't think that's the issue. It's everything else that goes on with it, right? It's the flare gun
fight. It's the flare gun fight.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Have we talked about the dad badge for puttering yet?
I don't believe we have, but I love a good putter.
Which is silly because that is what dads do.
Yeah.
They putter.
That's my weekends now. If we don't have anything planned, it's going to be a puttering weekend.
I can't even really describe what puttering is, but everybody can see their dad doing it, right? Yeah. It's just like just doing things, little things around the house, like just puttering.
Little things,
puttering.
You're in and out of the garage 15 times. Yeah. You're
going up and downstairs and just grabbing stuff here and there. Like, you're not really doing anything.
Yeah, it disappears for a while.
Uh-huh. Which is really funny because
puttering.
Yeah, it's basically a way to make yourself look like you're doing something while doing nothing. Like
sometimes things get done on a good putter.
The odd time
If it's a good putter.
Yeah, I feel like puttering is kind of just trying to make yourself self sparse just so your significant other doesn't ask you to do things. You know, I'm just puttering.
Man, I love if I got a day to just putter.
Oh man,
when my family was out of town the weekend before this last one, I did so much puttering, Sean.
Did you?
Yeah, just like little jobs that have been nagging.
Yeah,
you know, like
just
unclogging
a hard putter
some drains
over there, hey?
Changing some light bulbs, just puttering.
A big putter.
Oh man,
big putter weekend. Well, there you go. I'm going to give you this dad badge for puttering.
Yeah.
It's a dad thing for sure.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Couple of quick Fortune 500 editions, if I may.
Five pundies. Yeah, go for it.
Our list of local businesses with great puns in their names. One was from friend of the show, Scott, and he sent a photo of a dog boarding kennel that he passed. It was a sign, and it said it was called a bed and biscuit.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of a bed and breakfast. You got her?
Yep, got it. Thank you.
I Googled it, and it turns out there are quite a few places called bed and biscuit, so-and-so bed and biscuit.
Okay.
It's a fairly common, pun for a dog boarding business,
I guess. It's solid, so yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's good.
The second one is even better. This is in front of the show, Matt. And this one is in a fairly high-profile location.
Okay.
So I'm surprised nobody's pointed out yet, although I guess it hasn't officially opened. It's over where, Booker's used to be in that building. Fortuna's Rose there now. It's a chicken strip place called Strip Joint.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that is just phenomenal. Yeah. See, that needs to be in the chicken wing of Calgary by my place.
It does.
It should be.
Because you live in the chicken district, right?
I live in the chicken district. I call it the chicken wing. It's the wing of Calgary with all the chicken places, and I want the strip joint there. That is awesome.
I looked up their website. It said Calgary's family-friendly strip joint.
That's hilarious.
It's a great pun.
Yes, I really am just envisioning the logo of it or the mascot being a risque looking chicken.
Yeah, a real sexy chicken.
Yeah, like a real good looking chicken dancing. I hope they go do something with that.
Also, this one we got yesterday from friend of the show, Cindy. It's a barbershop in Cochrane called Shears to You.
Oh, that's good, too.
That one's...
Another simple, clean... But this is just great.
What a great...
Wow.
Great start to the week.
Wait,
with
this is so good.
The old strip joints.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I had this dream this weekend, Becca, that you were extremely mad at me, and it was awful.
Oh.
The dream was that at work, we were at the station, just like this, and I don't know what happened, but you were so mad that you actually put the station on pause and then left.
Really?
So you stopped the music dead so that there was no music, and then you just left. And of course, I'm on the other side of the desk so that I couldn't do anything, and you didn't put our mics up, and then I had to run across, and then you just left.
Wow.
And you went home, and I woke up, and I thought that happened. Like, I woke up, and for a while, walked around being like, why is he so mad at me? Like, what did I do?
That's an awful feeling, hey?
It's a terrible feeling.
I want to know what dream you did to me to make me so mad.
I know. Well, that's what... I don't know. I was trying to figure out what it was, and it was just awful, but it was one of those where it affected me the next day. I woke up, and I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, and the ones that are so vivid and so real, it's hard to separate that feeling from, real life, where you're like, okay, this didn't happen.
Yeah.
This is entirely made up.
Yes. I mean, the worst is when you have a dream, and it's your significant other, right? And
you
do something awful in the dream, and you wake up, and then you're actually kind of, it takes a while to not be mad at them.
Or they're mad at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wasn't there. Yep. This all happened entirely in your subconscious mind.
Yeah, but you're still mad. I can't help it. I know it was fake dream you that did this to me, but I still need to admit it, okay?
It's a real feeling still. You can't shake it.
I can't look at you right now.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes. Paired homes that keep your neighbor's noise on their side.
Want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.